reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Anti Lila 1, text 126. Jai, 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 Sri Chaitanya, Jai, Nityananda. Jai, Advaita Chandra, Jai, Gaur, Bhakta Vrinda. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vidanta Madhava I. Lita Madhava. Duinata Ke Prema Rasa. The two plays are called the Danta Madhava and the Lita Madhava. Both of them wonderfully describe ecstatic emotional love of God. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur informs us in this connection that Srila Rupa Goswami finished the drama known as the Danta Madhava in the year 1454. AD 1532 and the Lalita Madhava in 1459 AD 1537. The discussion between Ramananda Roy and Sri Rupa Goswami at Jagannath Puri took place in A.D. 1515. Whoa. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Daksu Vimritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Dapitam Yema Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayan Dati Sapadantikam Adadanas Tanam Dante Idam Yache Tanatana Shimadu Tapadandoja Lisham Janma Janmani Sri Krishna Chaitanya Kabu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from Stuyvesant Madison Falls, the Sun Falls. As I always say when I give class here, I'm just so happy to be back here. So many things flourish when you're staying in one place. Of course, there are reasons why we have to travel. But there's also good reasons not to. Today is July Yatra, the Swing Festival. I don't know what it's like where you are, but it just probably stopped raining, or maybe it's very heavy rains. In India right now, it's the monsoon season. And everything becomes very, very lush. There's some relief from the heat. The real hot season in India is May and June. And the then comes the range, which makes it tolerable. May not be comfortable, but it's tolerable. May and June is really something to be in that kind of heat. I remember you have to sleep with a bucket of water and a gumsho, and you put a wet gumsho over you, and basically it would be dry in about 3 seconds. Only mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. So in the Leela, the play of Krishna, that's what Leela means, play. The concept is, there's no external reason for the Supreme Lord to act other than his own pleasure. So there's internal potency or cause other than the will of the child. The child doesn't have a plan, the child doesn't have an obligation, the child doesn't have a schedule. Krishna has Leela, eternal Leela, and where he moves for pleasure, which is the exchange of love. It's, I always say this, it's a very reasonable conception of the absolute reality. God moves for love. And that's what ultimately exists. Vasavai Saha, Upanishad, the Upanishads. Is that rasa? Is that overwhelming, abode, experience of bhakti, of devotion? And that experience of devotion is enjoyed in the exchange of very intense relationships, which are the feelings in those relationships are churned by the waves of the leelas, the pastimes of Krishna, which are various events of intense exchanges of love that inspire that, like the Leela. It's a pleasure. The pleasure is love. But that love is heightened by dance, by music, by the weather, by the setting, by the people and animals within that setting, and by the circumstances, including the union, the separations, the facilities, the obstacles in that exchange. And ultimately, it's about the heart and what the setting and the people and the actions do to that heart. What can be a better conception of reality than a place that ensures that the heart is filled the highest quality and the most intense feelings of love, which are fulfilled? Isn't that our objectives and frustrations here? Isn't that our motivating factors here? That love we're seeking. Of course, our entrance to that is holy name. We have to somehow make our lives conducive to the absorption of the holy name, which is Nigasarva Shaktis, which has the full Shaktis, the potencies, including the Lila Shaktis within it. But it takes a relationship of attention and intention, of affection, of absorption, and it's kind of the holy name is dependent on the holy name. You associate with the holy name, then the holy name reveals it to yourself. The more you concentrate, the more the holy name is revealed, the more you become absorbed, the more it becomes a pleasurable activity, the more you become inspired, the more you sit, you realize, you see. And to a great extent, that takes a life that's supporting. That's free from offenses, free from unhealthy absorptions that create desires and impressions in the consciousness that we carry towards the day. But that's our entrance. And that's the greatest gift that's been given to us. And it's incumbent upon us to take that gift with full heart and develop the faith in what we're getting. The swine has no faith in the pearls. It's not that the pearls are not something of great value. It's the mindset of the hog doesn't appreciate it. So the life that's described in the Bhagavatam and the life that Prabhupada gave us is meant simply to create a setting in the consciousness where we can gain entrance into the holy name. And that's the most wonderful thing. Because that's the real object of faith. That's the proper place to open our heart. That's the proper place to have faith in. That is where the sublimity that we are looking for resides. Nalaga. Shastri says, by unfortunate, I have no attraction to him. Then the next verse says, Janata Sinichena. Well, you don't have attraction to them because you commit offenses, and you commit offenses because you're not protected by humility. The eyelids. Eyes have no eyelids, so much disturbance can come in. We don't ask humbly, which basically means an appreciation of God to an extent that we appreciate being his servants. We don't want to be anything else. We don't let the ugly head of ego enter into our consciousness due to the desire for profit, admiration, and distinction, and our ambitions, and our... We don't let it enter. Because when it does enter, it is antithetical to that spirit of humility that's enabled us to taste the love in which we've always been hankering for. And that love is perfectly described. That love is perfectly described in the Leela of Krishna, especially by the devotees in that Leela, whose hearts have unbounded love for Krishna. And therefore, we chant and we listen to these Leelas to develop an aspiration, to develop an objective for an object of faith that actually has the ability to put the highest sublimity of pleasure in our heart, which is prema pumartha maham, the greatest wealth, the greatest gift of love of Godhead. Therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you see that what the devotees do, they are, and especially Lord Chaitanya's example, is that he is listening and feeling, not just listening, but feeling these leelas. Feeling these leelas means to feel the glories of Radha, to feel the glories of Krishna, and feel the glories of the love for Radha and Krishna. Which we are hankering for. So the setting at this time of the year is the rainy season. The cultural circumstances is that those young married girls who had to leave the shelter of their parents' house, their father's house, and take shelter of the house of their father-in-law and their husband. At this time of the year, they are allowed to visit their parents. Naturally, they're very much looking forward to it, especially being in a new place. It's hard to imagine, you know, a young girl growing up in a loving family, father and their relatives, and so many cousins, and then one day upon marriage, having to leave that. Of course, the anticipation is there with the young chaste girls, as you mean, with their husbands, and they'll soon start families of their own. But still, obviously, there's a good family, a little separation. Especially Radharani, who in the Parakiras is not attached to her husband. In fact, you know, tomorrow's the disappearance day of Rupa Goswami, and he's, you know, really helps to present this Parakya Ras, because even after Rupa Goswami, it was very, very hard in the Vaishnav society to understand Parakya Ras, because it is the lowest thing in the material world. It's not taken so seriously these days, but really it's a horrible thing. But Radharani, you know, she's with her in-laws, and especially her mother-in-law, Jatila. Always suspicious of her, and her sister-in-law, Katila, always suspicious of her. And in my mind, now I'm going back, I guess within 2 months I will be back with Vrindavan and go to the place of Jawat, where Radharani lives in the house of her husband, Abhimanyu. So she's anxiously waiting to her brother Sridham to pick her up and take her back to her parents' home, Barsana. Radharani Ki Jai, Maharani Ki Jai, Olavarshani Wali Ki Jai. Jai, Jai. Go back to Vishabhanu Duwali Ki Jai, Jai, Jai. Takarani ki jai, Harikari ki jai, Vrishabhanu Dulali ki jai. She's the daughter of Vrishabhanu. So, May and June is a very, very hot season. Oh, so hot. And there's the Snanyatra, bathing of the deities. Actually, the deity responds to the devotee's love. Just like if you have a nice relationship with someone, then they'll always say, "Is there any service I can do for you?" And they're very happy when you need something. So Krishna, when the devotees love him, actually develops a need. He actually becomes hungry. He actually becomes hot. He becomes hot, so he needs a bath. He becomes cold, so he doesn't need a bath. He becomes cold, so he needs a blanket at night. And he actually develops that need. Because God, in all his power, basks in the glory of love. Basks in the glories of devotees who love God. And God loves the devotees. So he needs cool water in the summer. And in this season, he also needs to be cool because of the humidity. But in the rainy season, the bath is not as pleasant because of the humidity. also the most pleasing way to remain comfortable and cool in the rainy season is a drooling, a swing, where you can be cool by the soft breezes. So when the young girls, when Radharani would come finally to Barsana, naturally her friends and her families would make a swing. And she would become cool. And naturally Krishna would come from Nandagram and make arrangements to swing Srimati Radharani and to be swung with Srimati Radharani with her friends. And the swinging would be waves of love. It would be the most intense experience of happiness and pleasure in love. Love is a wave. The swing is a wave. The cool breezes have such sweet movement. So in this time of the year, in the month of Shravan, in that rainy season, it would be this beautiful Juwan. And the devotees who worship Krishna at this time of the year, in that meditation, love Krishna so much that Krishna has actually appeared for him in his Archa Vigraha, his deity form. They swing. Because they love Krishna, they make beautiful swings. I remember when I first came to Vrindavan, by far the most popular temple was Bunki Bihari Lala Ki Jai. With the Bunki Bihari temple, where the deity loves the devotees so much that they always put a curtain before the deities every 2 or 3 seconds. So he has to develop too much attachment to the devotees because he's left the altar so many times. As it's said. But the reality is the devotees love God. And the presence of God is manifest within the deities and reciprocates with them. So once a year, they take out a silver swing. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people come. Now all within Vrindavan, the deities are on beautiful swings, and hundreds of thousands of people come. So, that's the Juwan Festival. And tomorrow is the disappearance day of Srila Goswami. I guess this class has been glorified with the Goswami. And I've made one point, I guess I can repeat it, because it's the essence of Krishna consciousness. So, serve someone, you need their heart, you won't get it unless you love them. And love is expressed in service. So unless one serves in the proper mood, one cannot serve in the proper mood. Because the desires of the object of your service not be fully revealed. And to whom those desires have been fully revealed is an object of mercy, which is calm, in reciprocation of an effort. But what one gets is so far beyond what that effort is that it's still mercy. But don't think that mercy means we just sit and do nothing. Sure, if it came, it would still be undeserved, but what would you get it? Especially when you get the greatest mercy is the heart of your beloved. God looks at the devotee with love and devotion and then opens up his heart. Opens up his heart to the devotee. And to Rupa Goswami, he opened his heart fully. And he let him know, I am Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed. And what I want more than anything else is to experience the love of my devotees. And that's the internal reason for my descent. And I want to experience the love of Srimati Radharani for the Jendranandana Krishna, the fullest manifestation, revelation of the absolute truth in Vrindavan, which is the intimate setting in which that love is fully expressed. So, Manobhishtam, the secret of the mind, was revealed to Rupa Goswami. Now, in today's story, today's pastime, Lord Chaitanya is so impressed. We've discussed this with the service of Rupa Goswami, which is the intimate satisfaction of his heart. By taking that heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding it, and expressing it in a way which Lord Chaitanya could relish through the form of poetry, which is an expression of heart. It's just a question of which heart you express, a mundane one, or a spiritual one, or a transcendental one, or a prema-filled one. So, Lord Chaitanya brings his most intimate associates, and they begin to relish the poetry of Rupa Goswami, his poems about the Holy Name, his poems about Kurukshetra, which was such an incredible depth of understanding of that heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience the mood of separation of Srimati Radharani, and the understanding of what her sentiments were at Kurukshetra after seeing Krishna for 96 years, and having that strong desire to take her back, take Krishna back to Vrindavan, where he can be himself and manifest the intimate part of himself, which is her lover, which cannot be manifest outside of Vrindavan. Because the intimacy is checked by the Aishwarya, the opulence, the majesty, the grandeur of Krishna, who is now an important person, who is now a king with so many subjects that he has to satisfy by a royal dress. Forget the royal dress. How much more beautiful than a jewel-studded crown is a peacock feather and a yellow dhoti, an informal, gorgeous dress where Krishna takes the cows out into the fields, plays his flute. How beautiful. So, brings the devotees, and then Ramananda Roy, after hearing the poetry, asked him, well, I heard you're working on a drama. There is mantra upasana, and there is sarasiki, which is the pronunciation. Mantra upasana means there's a verse that gives a picture. The verse gives a picture, and the devotee meditates on the picture. And within that picture, there are so many beautiful feelings, qualities, sentiments. So, the devotee can have a picture in his mind. But when there is a movie in the mind, that's even more special. Yes, there are sadhakas and they chant Hare Krishna and there are movies in their mind. And there's a score in that movie and that's the Hare Krishna mantra. There's a movie in the mind, but there's a score, and the score is the mantra. So the dramas are the swaras. They're not just a picture, but they're a moving picture. A moving picture of Krishna. So they want to know, these verses are so beautiful. They give you a picture. What about the moving picture? And when they're asking about that, the dramas are just incredible poetry. It's expressed, and not just poetry, that's expressed so beautifully, but there's a science. Science does not negate raga. But when you love, spontaneous you love, you do it in the best way. It's not an obligatory thing, but out of love, you follow strictly. It's not that you're spontaneous and you chant and you don't chant. But you love Krishna so much that you're going to offer a certain amount in devotion and love. So, they're composed, these dramas, in very, very amazing ways. I studied this a little bit, but it's aesthetic theory. how a particular emotion can be expressed. It's just like the DBT has a painting school, and people learn technique. Now, the tech, it's not just the technique, it's the inspiration. But the expression of the inspiration is enhanced by the technique of how to do it. Well, there's a technique of this drama. And Ramananda Roy is one of those people who is Rasika. He is expert in that technique. So he asks Sri Damodar, well, what is he writing? And then they describe, well, he was writing one drama and it was done into two because he found this out before. He can't write Krishna and put Dwarka Leela in the same. It's a different book. It's a different thing. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. It's not the same. Of course, it's God. So it's the same person, but when God changes moods, he also becomes a different person. Although it's one tattva, it's a different rasa. So if you make it in one drama, it appears that it's the same. But it's not the same. They made two. And what's so fascinating here this discussion where they're asking about the drama is in 1515. And the drama is completed 18 years later. Mode of goodness, but it took so much thought, so much inspiration. It took 18 years to write, and it took another 5 years, 23 years, to complete Lalita Madhava. So Ramananda Roy becomes very interested in this. Rakohe Nandi Shloki Pada Deke Shuri Shirupa Shloka Pade Prabhu Agya Mani. Ramananda Roy said, please recite the introductory verse of the Vedanta Madhava so I can hear and name it. Now it's called the Nandi Shloki. And we're going to find out what is a Nandi Shloki. A way a drama can be introduced where you have to say something that introduces the drama in terms of the setting, the environment of the place, which adds a certain flavor. So now he recites the introductory verse, and how Rupa Goswami must have meditated on this verse, the introductory verse. And how much devotion is there? And how much devotion is it if we meditate on it? One second, if I can get to do that.
Sudhanam chandinam mati Madhuri Moma Gamani Udana Radhi Kaniya Tamasarai Sri Dhatam Tamantat Santapo Kamavishama Sansara Sanami Ahitam Te Chisa Krishnam Hare tu Hare Nila
Sikarani. May the pastimes of Sri Krishna reduce the miseries existing in the material world and nullify all unwanted desires. The pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are like shikharini, a blend of yogurt and sugar candy. They overpower the pride of even the nectar produced on the moon, for they distribute the sweet fragrance of the concentrated loving affairs of Srimati Radharani and the gopis. So, beautiful poetry. And unfortunately, it's not just the poetry, it's the pronunciation. I'm just going to throw out, actually, on my way up here to upstate, I had a nice afternoon and evening with Don Mohan. Very nice. Wonderful family. Krishna conscious atmosphere. Cooperative. And dedicated to sharing transcendental knowledge. So it was very nice. So he mailed me a poem. So why don't I just read his poem? It's not Rachita, but I think you'll enjoy it. It's called Ego Snack. Rushed out to grab an ego snack and got locked out of my soul. I strayed for a taste of myself as the center. Now I'm dying alone in the cold. From within came the craving. Then in I was caving. The eye of my heart went blind, lusted the thinking. Now here I am sinking in the quicksand of body and mind. I rushed out to grab an ego snack. Will I ever get back to my soul? I've been gone for minutes, but it seems like forever since I was home safe in my role. Anti Leela 121. Rahal Kwahi. Kaha Ishta Devera Varnana. Prabhura Shankoche Rupa Na Hari Hatana. Ramananda Roy said, now please recite the description of the glories of your worshipable deity. Rupa Goswami, however, hesitated due to embarrassment because Sri Chaitanya was present. That is etiquette, that is love. One does not want to speak in front of a superior, but it's one's duty sometimes. The Lord, however, encouraged Rupa Goswami, saying, why are you so embarrassed? You should recite it so the devotees can hear the good fruit of your writing. When Rupa Goswami thus recited his verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disproved of it because it described his personal glories. He expressed the opinion it was an exaggerated explanation. This verse is so amazing. What Rupa Goswami, his conception, his understanding of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his ability to express it in poetry. Anartika chadim chadat punaya patirna kalo samatiyatam unato jvala vasham chobhakti shriyam hari purita shundara jitika dambha shangi pata tira hidya kangare spirito vasi satshi nandana. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Sri Mati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he is descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow, but no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Anarthita Chirim Chirat. Anarthita, not bestowed. Chirim Chirat, having informally, not bestowed, chirat, for a long time. Karunaya, the tirna kalo. But now, by the cause of mercy, Lord Chaitanya has appeared, samarpiyatun, to bestow unaka utula rasam, the most elevated conjugal mellow, swabhakti, the treasure of service to the most elevated. Now, it doesn't mean participating in that. It means serving that. And some acharyas say that this means that he really came to give what's actually been carried down within our lives, which is called Manjari Bhak, which is the selfless service to Srimati Radharani. And he's come. And how has he come? Purata Sundara Jyoti Tadamba Sandipata. He's resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. And may this Supreme Lord, Sadhadhyaya Kandare Spurato Va, let him be manifest in the cavity of your heart always. So this is the verse of the Dandamadava. Introductory verse of the Dandamadava. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks, Mahaprabhu Spurtim Vina Harilila. Without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one cannot describe the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Rupa Goswami said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exactly like a lion that kills all the elephants of desires. He awakened within the mercy of everyone's heart. By his merciful blessings, one could understand the transcendental pastime. So the elephant is the symbol of desires. And the only thing that can kill an elephant is a lion. The lion is considered like the teacher of the guru. Okay, good. Would anybody like to ask any questions? I'll just say one more thing. When I'm here, it's much more Vrindavan mood because I'm in the country, outside of my room, at least to the eastern side, and to the southern side. There's just fields and gardens, and it's peaceful. So it's the atmosphere is nice. So okay, would anybody like to ask any questions?
Greetings from Gita Nagri, Dhulan Yatra.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. Didn't know they had cell phone reception there.
Yeah, well, I think I got
it. There is nothing like Dhulan Yatra in Gita Nagari. The swing goes Radha Damodar Gitis.
And on top of that, Maharaj, they are wearing the most beautiful outfit that I've ever seen on them, or period. And I got to see them from the distance of the length of my nose and swing them like that. It was like, and my sari even matches their outfit, which it always does. Like,
Gail, you're proving my point, how important the atmosphere is to the Bhav.
Maharaj, you should see where I'm sitting right now. You should see, I mean, without ever having been in Vrindavan, this must be Vrindavan. I mean, it's just...
Gita Nagari is the most Vrindavan-like place, for sure. I've said that for years.
Oh, yeah?
I've always said that.
Oh, I didn't know.
Many times I've always said that outside of Vrindavan, the most Vrindavan place is Gita Nagari.
Rapture was yesterday. And today, this morning, was doing that.
Okay.
Yeah, the one comment I wanted to make was that, you know, you're saying how, you know, the beauty of the peacock feather, you know, surpasses the jewel studded crown of Krishna. And, you know, I have only two pictures that touch my heart of Krishna, you know, about it. You know, Krishna, one is Krishna, one is Radha Krishna. And for me, they are very different, but, you know, I can't say I love one more than the other. And one is that, you know, the peacock version, you know, Krishna. And the other one is, you know, I mean, I just love the jewels, Maharaj. I love the jewel-studded crowns. And those necklaces, you know, I cannot, you know, those things would be very inappropriate in Gita Nagari, you know, to see Krishna walking around here with jewels, you know. But I love that so much. I can't say that, I love the peacock one more than the other.
I actually think also, Gail, is that the jewels are also, they're also rustic. It's how they're put on. Krishna also, Vrindavan is full of opulence. It's there's description of crystal palaces and you know, emerald walkways and everything. It's just that it doesn't overshadow the feelings of sweetness of Krishna's personality. And that's all.
Because, you know, and that picture of mine, you know, that I feel too that, you know, although he is bejeweled, you know, what is very prominent, I don't know which is, you know, I cannot say that the jewels overshadow his, because his sweetness is so prominent in that picture. I mean, it's so prominent, which is why it's my favorite picture, you know.
No.
So, I mean, that just supports your point, I would say. It just supports what you just said.
I mean, Krishna has beautiful jewels. There's no doubt. But it's in relationship to his sweetness. It's not that it's announcing that I am the king of the world. It's announcing
right.
I am the most beautiful person.
Yes.
Well, okay. It's so nice to hear you in ecstatic love of Godhead, even though you always complain you don't have a drop.
Gita Nagari makes it a little easier, I can tell you that.
I don't believe it anymore.
Look who's coming this way, Kula Pradeep and Gopa Kishore.
Okay, I don't
and,
believe
and
you anymore.
Brian.
okay, great. Wonderful. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hello, Maharaj.
Linda and Johnny, I knew that you would feel separation from Gita Nagari, Harry and Gail.
Yeah.
I know. I was going to ask you, how was your trip to Africa?
It was wonderful. The trip itself was rough, you know, 15 hours in the air. But Once I got on the ground and met that family and the good time and the love and the welcome, I was so happy that I went. 3 days.
Amazing. Where are you, Nigeria?
No, Accra, Ghana.
Ghana. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that you went. It's not a decision that's made from the intellect, because a person of your age and health is not supposed to get on a plane. But you went by Bob, and somehow, what an experience. They took nice care of you?
Excuse me?
Of course. They took nice care of you?
Yes. Oh, yes. Wonderful. And I went to Rocky Atri in Kumasi. And that was wonderful. Kumasi.
Rocky Atri where?
In Kumasi, okay. 5-6, that was from Accra. They had their first Rocky Atri. Oh, my gosh. It was magnificent. Maliki was there.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you came.
Wow. That's another miracle. Wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you, Mother and Johnny. Okay.
Right, and thank the class. Thank you. I'm so glad I'm back to hear you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Henry, Hare Krishna. Where are you now?
You know, I'm home in Washington. I picked up a bad flu in Maine, and I've been
for
a couple of days. I wasn't able to go to the Gita Nagri Rath Yatra yesterday, but really happy to hear about it.
I know. Great. Okay. Well, welcome back. Thank you. Okay. Hare Krishna. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, God in the class.
Hare Bo. Wonderful. Thank you for being on. Okay, we're going to end now. Thank you all. Manchakalpa to Agisha, the Bissinger, the Chapman.